All right, everybody, welcome back to WIM Speaks Radio. I am your host, DP Jeter, the founder and president of Women in Media Global, holding it down for the number one sisterhood in the world. Yes, Women in Media Global. Each and every Wednesday, you can find us here on excitementradio.com, where we're talking about exciting things. But most importantly, we are empowering, equipping, and encouraging women to own their voices, bringing them inspiring, informative, and entertaining topics to just fuel and empower them on their journey for advocacy and leadership. If you were just listening in, I had Jamie Levin, the Vice President of Communications, on our show for TBC Corporation, and she was just fabulous. You got to make sure you go back and check that out. She dropped a lot of gems about just being a woman in leadership, owning your voice, working in corporation and agency, and being able to marry her two loves of helping people in the community, but also just that exciting life of working in communications and also in media. So if you are listening to this and you also work in media and communications, I want you to go ahead and drop a heart in the comments. Go ahead and let us know what industry you work in, what it is that you're doing. But as we continue this show, I have about 10 minutes left in my show today. I go off at 8 o'clock, but it is still Mental Health Awareness Month. And so I'm bringing you some really great informative topics because it's important that we are mindful of our mental health, y'all. So if you are tuned in, just take a moment. Just breathe in, take a minute, close your eyes, and just take a breath and just let it out. Those are things that we should do like all the time throughout our day. I know that that's something that I have incorporated in my day because being a business owner, right? Being somebody who work in media and communications, my work is constantly going. It's fast paced. I'm moving. And so just taking those moments to just chill. Like today I'm producing the show and I was like, I just need a moment. I need a break. I put my computer to the side and I just sat and I just looked out over my balcony into the water and I just had a moment and I just relaxed. And I was like, I just need a moment to just decompress so that I can get back into it and get things done. So I want to talk to you now about how to avoid burnout, because this topic just kind of popped up in my mind. I know that it was something that God gave me to bring to you all because I was having my own moment a couple weeks ago, or a couple days ago, actually, and I just kind of felt like burnout was just kind of coming over me. And I was like, nah, we're not even about to go down like that, sis. That's not even really like my type speed, like my type time. So I took a moment and I said, this is great information to bring to all of my listeners and those who support women in media, like how to avoid burnout. You know, so first and foremost, we have to schedule much needed daily breaks and weekly breaks. And when I say much needed breaks, like the one I took today, like a break during the day, like not feeling as if you have to work 8 hours a day. Like, I really can't speak to those people who have employers because I don't. But it's important that we schedule those moments where if we have to walk away from all of our work and just have a moment where you just breathe in some fresh air and you just kind of take a breath and just let things go. So those daily breaks, kind of building in a couple of minutes at a time to do that throughout your day. But weekly breaks are extremely important as well because, you know, I just don't believe in working like a lot. Like, just to be very frank, and I don't believe in working every day. And I also don't believe in working for money. So what does that mean? Everything has to be meaningful. It has to be timely. And it has to make sense for just my feng shui and where I'm going in life. So, like, one of the things that I do weekly breaks, I don't work on Sundays. I absolutely will not work on a Sunday. I just won't. Like, if I'm not scheduled to work, if I don't have a contract that is going on that day where I have to be on site to do something, I'm not working. I'm not doing emails. I'm not doing planning. I'm not doing anything. I'm not working. And that moment came to me years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago in my business, you know, towards the end of the year, we were doing our taxes. We were kind of calculating our hours and calculating how much money we were making. And I was so done. I almost flipped the table over because the amount of hours that my firm had put in that year did not equate to the dollars that we should have made. And I was like, there's absolutely no way that I'm going to sacrifice my time again if I'm not even being compensated for like the extra time and like all this extra work that I'm doing. I don't need to do it. And so those weekly breaks, you know, make sure that you have a couple days out of your day, out of your week where you're not working at all. And like, just believe that it's absolutely okay, right? Another way to avoid burnout, step away from your work and enjoy your meals. When you're eating your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, you don't have to be on the computer or doing work on your phone at the same time while you are, you know, enjoying your meal. I always tell my team members, you know, close your laptop, walk away from your desk and go have lunch. Switch the atmosphere up and enjoy your lunch. You don't have to have a working lunch. I absolutely don't believe in working lunches. I don't have to work and have lunch at the same time. It's just absolutely not a necessity. So that is a great way to avoid burnout.
You are now tuned into the Wim Speaks Show. This episode is brought to you by Meetup to Millions Mastermind. Are you a solopreneur or focused business owner eager to hit 6 and 7 or even 8 figures but still stuck at 5 figures? Are you working so hard in your business but looking for more time freedom? Are you running your entire business operations by yourself and have no clue on how to hire support staff to take your business to the next level? If any of this resonates with you, then Meetup to Millions Mastermind is the perfect community for you. Our mission is to help you hit your first $1 million. We want to help 1,000 people of color and women-owned businesses leave the startup phase, the growth phase, and scale their operations to 6, 7, 8 figures, creating more modern-day millionaires. Meetup to Millions Mastermind will work with you directly to automate and systemize 6 key areas of your business: mindset, marketing, branding, sales, systems, and funding. Providing you with more opportunity and freedom to be the CEO of your business and to scale your operations properly. To apply for access to this exclusive opportunity, go to www.meetuptomillionsmastermind.com. That's www.meetup2millionsmastermind.com and mention Wim Speaks sent you. Now let's get back into the episode.
Number 3. Find moments during your day to stop and breathe. If you don't subscribe to meditation, I would love to encourage you to think about adding a meditation routine to your daily routine and to your journey. Meditation, you can start out by just meditating for 1 minute, then you can, you know, add on more time, 5 minutes, and then you can keep adding on time until you feel more comfortable. But that is such a great mental health moment to have because it allows you so many wellness benefits. First, to control your emotions. Second, to slow down, to stop your thoughts, right? And to just have a moment where you're just connecting with the elements and you're connecting. For me, meditation allows me to have a deeper connection with God, period. You got to have a moment where you're able to slow down and stop. And so I tend to meditate for like 30 minutes a day. In the morning, I also meditate to go to bed at night. And throughout my day, I'm taking moments to breathe. Like when I tell y'all, I don't believe in working a lot. Like I don't. Like I believe that our lives should be enjoyed and that we don't have to work for money. You know, we can attract it. There's other things that we can do. Like we don't have to work like our whole lives all the time. And I mean, it just might be me, but I'm just saying that's what I think. Right. Number 4, exercise the word no. Exercise the word no to others, but also to yourself. Sometimes we might feel overwhelmed because we have too much on our plate. But who put that on your plate? Did you allow yourself to put that on your plate? Did you say yes to some things that you should have said no to? And a great indicator to decide when to say no is to go back and look at your goals. Look at your goals, right? Your yearly goals, your quarterly goals, your 5-year goals, your daily goals. And when somebody comes to you and they bring you an opportunity, weigh it with this. Will this opportunity allow me to connect closer to my goals? Will allow me to make it to my goals faster or in a more meaningful way? Or will it just help me along my journey to my goals? If the answer is yes, maybe consider it. If the answer is no, then absolutely be like, no, I'm not interested in this opportunity. And there are some really great, respectable ways to say no. We can talk about that in another episode. But for sure, exercise the word no to yourself and to other people, right? So those are some tips for you of how to avoid burnout. A lot of us might feel like we feel frustrated or overwhelmed. It's probably because you're experiencing some sort of burnout, and it's absolutely okay to pull back and withdraw, like for sure. So before I close out my show, yes, y'all, I'm live on DP Jeter's page. I got to give you an update. If you had not noticed, I had not posted on this page for 7 months. The last time I posted on this page was in January because I was hacked and disabled, but I got my page back yesterday, and I've been working on it for months and months and months, almost to the point where it's like I didn't stop. I never gave up. I even started another page. So now I have two awesome pages. I have both pages up and running. I have DP Jeter underscore, which is the page that I began to build once this original page got hacked and disabled. But now I'm back into this page. And I will say that it was because of the connections that I have, I was able to get this page back up. I also know somebody at Facebook that was able to get my Facebook page back up. And I say all this to say it is so worth it to invest in a publicist and to have a PR professional on your team. Why? Because you're paying your publicist for their connections. Publicists have connections. Like our whole entire purpose is to connect your message with your desired audience and also to help you just message yourself to an external audience. But most importantly, we get things done, right? And so because of that fact, I was able to work with a third party who was able to work with me over the last couple of months to bring my page back. And in my next episode, I'll go into some really great tips and tools for you to avoid getting hacked and disabled and what you should do when you are hacked and disabled. There's so much more that I have to share with you on the show, but I gotta go. But one thing I'm going to end you with is activate your power. I have a really big event coming up. It's a two-part series, virtual summit and retreat, partnered with Level 3 Yoga, founded by Audrey Cass, straight out of Atlanta. That is July 11th through the 18th. You can find all of the information on womeninmediaglobal.com. This is an event for women. We have a virtual summit and a wellness retreat. We're meeting up in Miami for part two, July 15th through the 18th. It's my big thing. It's what I have going on, and I'm so grateful that, you know, all things work out for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, because this page came up just in time for me to launch my conference, my wellness retreat. So make sure you check out womeninmediaglobal.com. Go ahead and register. We have a few free tickets available. There's some comp tickets, but there's only a few. All right, so I'll see y'all here next week, Wim Speaks Radio. I am your host, DP Jeter, the founder and president of Women in Media Global. We are on excitementradio.com. Each and every Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Peace.